Welcome to episode 2 of the Black Separatist. I'm Gavin Martin, podcasting to you from North Carolina. And I promised I would give my reaction on a second night of debates. I've been busy, sort of. So I just have to, and I'm right now in a lot of pain. So when I'm in a lot of pain, I tend to get things done, or things that I want to do. The things that I need to get done, like aging goals, aging tasks done. Well, you get them a gist. But I wanted to bring up the second, not the debate, because all was out. It was better than the last one, where you had Cory Booker and Beto O'Rourke having a Spanish language battle. We heard Cory Booker speaking Spanish like a freaking kid with Down syndrome. I mean, that's just a hard head truth. I mean, I'm not being fake here, but his Spanish is a little bit pathetic. Beto is a little bit pathetic. And I don't know who that anchor, I think it's Jose something Blart, was saying it in Spanish. I think they kind of broke the English code of conduct, not the best, watched from a previous article, but you know, it's surprising how immigration is more important than issues of black people. And it was kind of that way again this time around. The issue of reparations, issue of race. I think Kamala Harris put a sort of a stunt job. She did this. And in a later podcast, we're going to get on to Kamala. Actually, we're going to discuss it here. And then we're going to have to discuss it more about the Kamala Harris situation, about her race. She's not black. Various articles, I remember, I looked up various articles in a tweet machine of several sources from the LA Times to Sacramento Bee, you get it, that they all, every single article said when she was elected senator, she was the first Indian American senator. So obviously she is not black, but in the system white supremacy, because she has some black in her, definitely she would be black. I think she pulled a stunt job, Joe Biden, because I feel like her criminal record has put hundreds of thousands of black men in jail during her time as Attorney General of California is bogus. So when she makes a reaction that she did to Biden, I think that was the most BS reaction in the whole wide world. She's a good actress. I mean, if she wants to tell them about talking about what she did, what she said to Joe Biden, and I know Biden was gonna go down goes Biden, like I said, but she acted like she was some actress. Like she was some actress, the way she spoke about race with Biden. Oh, it hurts, you know. It's like I feel like every time all these sisters, you know, I don't criticize her for marrying a white person, but I feel like sisters like her, they like to gain off black racism. Kamala is gaining off it. She'll be proud to every time that she's not successful, or every time that she's proud of something, she'll take black people. Like, if black people do something for her, she'll be proud to be black. But when we don't do something for her, she won't be black. She'll stick with the white man. And again, I'm not those people who criticized her for sleeping with a white man. I could openly do it right now, but I don't, because I've been interracial and a lot of it. That would just hurt me from my perspective. I also wanted to point out, and it also just doesn't make any sense. I just want to point out the issue of race and reparations. They all fought over that and all the things and all that. One issue of black race. Besides that little moment, Kamala went off against the no race. I heard no policy be issued. Yeah. Okay, you're going to work hard to keep body cameras on. Everyone said that. Even the people in the cities where they turned body cams off, they said, no, we're going to try to keep them off. I mean, that's just bullshit, but there was not, it was like a sort of a pity play by all of them over race. I heard no issues being listed. I had no solution. I heard them say nothing about possible solutions to it. It was just, it's like they were trying, it was like a circus. It was like a circus. It was like a comedy show circus. Play party. They're all riling for votes. What is this? I mean, they did this fighting over us. And again, we don't have to vote for it. Like I said, no black agenda, no vote. And we mean that. Some of us are starting to say no reparations plan, no vote. And they didn't have any issues. They all just fought. Oh, you're talking, you're back. You're taking Biden's back or taking Kamala's back. No plans. It was just like a cat fight over the race issue and just, oh, it's like, oh, you, it's like that fight over the last cookie on the plate. And unfortunately, us African Americans, us black folks, we're the last cookie on the plate. Because to them, they're fighting like it's the last cookie on the plate. And that's fucking insane. And it's not just the issue of black, it's also the issue of reparations. Marianne Williamson was the only one I heard him talk about reparations. Actually, to be honest, she didn't even speak. I could count how many times she got to speak. I could count it with my fingers how many times she got to speak. It was like 6 times. I could hand count how many times she got to speak on reparations. And the first time she did speak, oh, Democrats were going to be on the side of reparations. Yes, I do agree with her. Not everyone. Every American is a racist. I do agree with her on that. But she's the only one who's actually calm now and say, oh, I'm for these reparations. But again, she barely got to speak. Again, like I said, I can count with my fingers how many times she got to speak. It was 6. Now I look at days now after this debate, because I didn't record for that. I'm not that into politics. But she's still into politics, but she still did not get to speak. And Andrew Yang, I like him too. I like this universal basic income, this $1,000 a month. This could actually help black people. That's the actually only thing I like about it. It has to help black people get on the streets, you know, paycheck to paycheck, and get them off. That can get them a little bit of financial stability so they can save up and buy something better. Who knows? I like that. I also liked, but I did also didn't like how they cut off Andrew Yang's microphone. Andrew Yang is claiming his microphone was cut off, and I don't believe him on that, because he didn't talk that whole time. I can actually count my fingers how many times he talked to. I think it was like 5 or 7. I can even count that. I think MEC is denying it. Andrew Yang is saying they cut off his microphone. The only thing I come at him with that is, why did he not say on the stage, hey, you just cut my microphone off. What the hell are y'all doing? He could have said that, but, you know, that's what they like to, that's what they do. But I do like how he's coming out, and it's not getting any attention, but I heard after the debate, he got like extra 100K balls, which is great. But back to that Kamala thing. She had a great, it was the best deliverance, the great stunt I've ever seen. Just the best actress. Because that's who she is. She's an actress. Just trying to get black, but she's a good actress. Because what she said to Biden was something an actress would say to a man cheating on her. Because that's how she sounded like. Oh, that little girl was mean. That's something an actress would say. Oh, I'm the little girl who killed your father. She really did sound. It was a great stunt. Unfortunately, a lot of people have fell for the Kool-Aid. I'm telling you, my audience who's listening, don't fall for that Kool-Aid. Because her record does not show she's pro-black. Simple. Simple as that. And her idea on reparations is also simple. She ain't for it. She said she would study it, but that's not a yes or no. And on top of that, some people are criticizing her from being married to a white man, which is understandable, but I'm going to defend her on that because she's been in law. She did go to an HBCU. She did go to Howard, but she don't know her music. that twist up about smoking crack on the Breakfast Club and listening to Tupac or whatever. That was a little bit twisted, but Sigourney for you, and I think because she spent so much time in law, that's how she became Attorney General. She spent so much time in law, that's why she became Attorney General. I think because there's not enough black men in diversity, black women in law, she probably had no choice but to marry a white man. I'm gonna defend her on that. There's not a lot of blacks. Or Hispanics, so not a lot of blacks and black men in law. And she's probably, she got married when she was 48. She was probably tired of being lonely. She's single. I don't want to do it anymore. You know? And she just married a white man. That's just what she felt about it. Now, again, not saying that she could just went outside her profession to marry a black man, but, you know, there's not a lot of blacks in law. And she just was tired of being lonely. She was 48 when she got married. She ain't gonna have any children, so we don't have to worry about that. What? Yeah, that's the truth. So she really had no choice but to marry a white man. Also, I also want to say, in terms of race and the shooting of Pete Buttigieg, who openly said to people in South Bend he doesn't want their vote for the shooting of a black man, Pete, get off the stage. Get off your stage. I have a lot of words for you. I'm not going to say them because this podcast is distributed. But I have there's an F word for you. It ain't pretty. But I'm not going to say it out loud. But yes, Andrew Yang, like I said nothing. They turned off his mic. NBC News is a fraud. And everything else, Elizabeth Warren, whatever, don't take her seriously. The Hickenlooper guy, don't care. But not one black issue was even the best in the debate, except this little big ad fight. So this is how they are. You know, this is the same thing about the immigration thing. And they don't give a damn about the Hispanics. And they fight, oh, you did this on them, you did that on immigration. No solutions. That's how Democrats use us. They fight over us like glass could be on the plate. And again, no issues were talked. So no black agenda, no vote. It's simple. No reparation, no vote. It's simple. Anyways, thank you for listening. If you're on YouTube and on Anchor, please come to my Anchor account. I need the donations. I need the money so I can do more transmissions. And at some point, I will reveal my face to you guys and other stuff. That picture you already see of me is a very old photo. That was like years ago. You will see a drastically different photo. You see a drastically different face of me. You see a very drastically different face once we start getting more people come to Anchor and so I can make some more money. Please donate so I can on Anchor so I can get paid and we can get some new equipment, get some guests, give me some things, and then I can move my face, get on camera, and we'll slowly expand this operation to YouTube as this is also on YouTube. Please donate. Thank you. So on YouTube, subscribe for more content. Anchor, please come listen, get your friends, get them to listen. All right. Thank you. I appreciate it. Next video, we'll be talking about Kamala Harris and her blackness and how that was inappropriate. Some black commentators even called her not black. We'll talk more about that later. Thanks for watching. We're going to go out there for listening.